Now, also this week, two predictions made from general relativity in 1918 and even before that have finally been tested. In 1918, two Austrian physicists worked out if Einstein's theory of general relativity was right, a large spinning object should drag space and time around it. This means that if you're standing near this spinning object, your idea of what isn't spinning will be different to someone who's out in deep space. But the problem is, this effect is really very minute. You'd have to be near something incredibly heavy to notice it. And the technology to actually test that just hasn't been there up until now. It was, in fact, so difficult that the project has taken 52 years to produce an answer.
Can I ask something just to clarify this? So if the object is perfectly symmetrically spherical and it spins, does that still drag space around with it, you're saying?
Yes.
Or is it the fact that it's irregular, that the Earth has mountains and patches of its surface where there is a bit more gravity than other areas, let's say, and that's why it drags space-time around with it?
General relativity just says that if something with mass is spinning, it should be dragging space-time around it, a bit like sort of syrup or something around a spinning object. American scientists have built a satellite called Gravity Probe B. This is an incredible mission using basically all the most funky physics out there. They've made incredibly smooth spheres covered with a thin layer of superconductor. They've got them spinning incredibly fast, acting as gyroscopes. If there's no external influences, these should keep pointing in the same direction. The satellite detects their direction using superconducting sensors called SQUIDs and compares their direction to a fixed star. The whole thing has to be cooled to make sure that the superconductors are working and to minimise thermal noise. And to reduce friction, they do this using a superfluid liquid helium, which has no viscosity at all. It's a bit like a superconductor. The satellite was launched in 2004 and took measurements for 18 months until basically all the helium ran out. It's taken them about 5 years to analyse the data properly. It's that difficult. And they've come out with a figure of about 10.3 millionths of a degree per year due to this frame dragging effect.
Is it real? Or is that within the realms of statistical variation in the sensitivity of the experiment? Could it just be noise?
Well, if you work out the general relativity and do all the equations, it comes out as about 10.8 millionths of a degree per year, which is a very good agreement. So this looks pretty real. They also found a very good agreement with a second effect called geodetic precession. This doesn't only show quite how incredibly accurate Einstein's theories were 90 years ago with none of the modern technology, but also should allow astronomers to improve their models of how very heavy objects like neutron stars and black holes.
I was going to ask you, what are the implications for astronomy and cosmology, having confirmed this now?
Basically, astronomers haven't really known that this effect was true, so they haven't necessarily put it into their models. Now they know it's there, they can put it into their models. It's going to be a big effect only when you get a very, very heavy object, large object. It might have a small effect on spinning galaxies and definitely on things like neutron stars, which are incredibly heavy and spinning very, very, very fast.
Well, if you'd like to read up on anything we've covered this week, the references and the transcripts for those news stories are online. They're at thenakedscientist.com/news.
Lifting the lab coat on the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.